Patterson with his Letter to a Young Poet. This series of The Essay is produced by Emma Harding.
In 2010, David Cameron said he'd tackle lobbying.
It's the next big scandal waiting to happen.
Politicians need to declare many of the outside interests that they have.
The question we probably should ask ourselves all the time is, what do our constituents think of this?
But is the system robust enough?
The advisory committee that's supposed to be policing this is run by a group of people who think it's normal to earn very large sums of money as retired MPs.
Declared interests, the business of politics. On BBC Radio 4, next Monday night at 8.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you, James. Can I ask you a personal question?
You can indeed.
How are you multitasking?
Well, doing this job, I suppose, requires doing a few things at the same time. Not too bad.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but I don't think that you could beat Luz Catherine. She's a prodigious multi-talent from Peru. She's a choreographer, a musicologist, an acclaimed singer in Spanish, French and Creole, a Latin Grammy nominee, and so on. Me, I can't even tell you for sure what Candorosa Caracola means in English. This is what it sounds like, though.
Mi llanto por ti, con agua de sal.
Chori Chori by Maluhi Miranda with Wakti. And Wakti are a band who've worked closely with both Paul Simon and Philip Glass. But really, their USP is that they make their own musical instruments, which is why they've adopted the name Wakti, because he was a Brazilian mythological being whose body was full of holes. When the wind passed through them, he produced sounds that bewitched all the women in the village. A neat trick, but not very popular with the men, who hunted him down. Palm trees flourished in the place where his body was buried, and the people used these to make flutes that made enchanting sounds like the ones that were once produced by Wakti himself. Well, welcome to the enchanting sounds of Lake Junction, which tonight features the Electric Weasel Ensemble. Actually, it doesn't. We've had to move them to next week for a fundamentally brilliant reason, which you'll hear about a little later on. But we do have Lal Waterson, Kuza and Her Martians, The Swan Silvertones, Three Camwell and Blue Touch Paper. We've had plenty of Sun Ra suggestions tweeted in, and we will be playing some of them next week, but we'd still like more if you've got them. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction. Email us at lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. And here's a Jacobean tune from Scotland, played by the Fires of Love, the Scottish Huntsoup. Paranoid Android, you may have recognised it, by Zap4. From their album We Suck Young Blood, the Radiohead songbook. Now, Zap4 are a sort of new generation Kronos quartet who cut their teeth on jazz but got hooked on the music of Radiohead, I suppose in between their jazz festival gigs. More now from Have a Good Day, the minimalistic and conceptual work for 10 singing cashiers, supermarket sounds and piano set around the inner lives of cashiers in a shopping centre. And that, I'm afraid, is what squeezed out the Electric Weasel ensemble until next week. You see, it brings together two cutting edges from Lithuania, music by Lina Lapelite, libretto by Vaiva Granite, and Lina and the Have a Good Day Choir are premiering the completed work this week in New York City. But she herself returns to London next Tuesday, the 21st of January, to perform with the violinist Angara Davies at Café Otto. So, from Have a Good Day, this is Hello, How Are You?
Labą dieną, ačiū, geros dienos, 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 vargu tai kasos, klavišai, nuolaidos, akcijos, pilna šlapimo pūslė, yra mano giminė. Augalinis riebalų mišinys, poilsiavė lentynos, lyg palangoj, o aš neturiu kurorto savo, norėčiau sėdi trevėjai, toli nuo visko, žnaibyti pelėdą, o bet tačiau mano pirštų žnaibo, nešvarus centai ir banknotai, pilni delnai bakterijų, jau dedas kirminai. Labą dieną, ačiū, geros dienos, labą dieną, ačiū, geros dienos. Kartuoju nuo ryto, ligi vakaro, mane pašaukia maišyt mišrainės, kišu ranką, iki pažasties būna į majonezą, gaunu algą, už ją perku, 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 Yeah.
Monitor by Dat Politics, a French electronica band still devastating dance floors and warping the sub-bass speakers across the planet after all these years, getting on for two decades now. Well, expect more Euro electronica on Lake Junction next Tuesday, and in fact, if you'd like to make some suggestions of classics of the genre, if there are some, I'm sure there are in your heads and on your dance floors, we can play them. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. You know, Euro electronica keeps the cold at bay on these cold, wet January nights. As does vintage, passionate Iranian ululation. Here's our final instrument for this week from Let No One Judge You, early recordings from Iran. The Gramophone Company of London recorded this in 1929 in Tehran and classified it as Turco-Caucasian/Persian. Turco-Caucasian because the virtuosic khamenche player Haik was Armenian and the singer, whose name was Muntachab Oszakarin, was Iranian. This is Kafkars.
Thank you.
don't seem to be able to stay away from that album. Another visit to the crossroads somewhere in northeast Romania, where the devil presides over the meeting between the gypsy jazz guitar of Toronto's Adrian Rasso and the Balkan brass of Fanfara Giocalia. That was Birelli's Waltz from their album Devil's Tale. Now, this Saturday night, there's another meeting of powerful artistic forces at Slater's Yard in Bridport, Dorset. Poetry will be provided by Tim Cumming. A dim beam of light falling on the fossil record, hot breath conjuring starlit air. And music by 3Came Whale, who we'll hear from in a moment. But if there's any intriguing gigs going on round your way on Saturday night, well, now's your time to tell us about it. Let us know. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email us at lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. And now, The Huddling Place from 3Came Whale. Thank you.
Our heart was broken by someone sweeter than rose. That then opens only to close. A sweet perfume once in a blue moon fades when you hold it underneath your nose. Can anyone direct me to that heartbreak infirmary? Is there such a place for a poor casualty? Making friendships when the war ended many years ago. Travel the road with a work shy roving Romeo. When they sang those songs of love, I never understood a generation sweeter than rose. Can anyone direct me to that heartbreak infirmary? Is there such a place for a poor casualty? Our heart was broken by someone sweeter than rose. That then opens only to close. A sweet perfume once in a blue moon fades when you hold it underneath your nose.
Tonight's song to celebrate the rising of the full moon, if you're fortunate enough to be seeing it. That was Once in a Blue Moon by Lal Waterson. It's from Teach Me to Be a Summer's Morning, a lovely, lovely book of Lal's paintings and lyrics that also includes a CD of 15 unreleased demo recordings designed and compiled by her daughter Mary, who was joining her there on that song. It's a version which lay unmixed and forgotten for 15 years and delighted Mary when she found it. Before that, Rosace 3 from François Bayle's Vibrations Composées. François was born in Madagascar and studied with Messiaen, Schaffer and Stockhausen in the 1950s, and he defines his music as acousmatic. Here's some South African jazz for the new century. It's a cover of Kippie Moeketsi's old chestnut Shona, and it's experienced rebirth again in New England, courtesy of Soweto-born Kezwa and her Martians.
Thank you. I remember a long time ago, way back in the country, when mother used to go sweeping across the old kitchen floor. Sometimes it would be early in the morning, and sometimes it would be kind of late, oh, in the evening. But I still remember hearing when she used to sing an old Dr. Watt hymn that went something like this. Amaze. That's the way she used to sing a long time ago. She used to take her own time about it. She said, zing. When she get to the part where she didn't know the words so well, she'd always fold up her arms and just moan it out. She kept right on singing, you know. We're talking about God's grace now. Won't it save you? Won't God's grace save you? Won't it save you? Somebody said of a blind Lord, was blind. Oh Lord, was blind. That man took my feet off the muck and my clay and pissed it on the solid rock.
Very, very suppressed emotions. I think not. Amazing Grace by the Swan Silvertones, the legendary gospel group whose name came about when their radio show in Knoxville, Tennessee, was sponsored by the local bakery, Swans. More from the Deep South in a minute. In fact, a whole 50 miles of elbow room by the Carter family. From their final sessions before Sarah left for California, Maybell started her own band with her daughters, and AP opened a general store back in Poor Valley. But right now, blues from deepest southwest England. I played some Lou Glanfield way back in October, and Steve Smith from Totnes, I'll be bound, emailed lake.junction@bbc.co.uk asking for some more. So, Steve, here Lou is with Amanda Hadingwe singing about dogs, God and vets. Dogs number two.
God was throwing sticks again. See those angels wag their tails. God said dogs are much like men. When the wind gets in their sails.
But dogs never stop dying. Even when the dead. Dogs never stop dying. Even when the dead.
God made dog for man's best friend. Every true believer, right up to the bitter end. Covet a retriever.
The dogs never stop dying, even when they're dead. Dogs never stop dying, even when they're dead.
Some are pure in thought and deed. And some just won't stop worrying sheep. If you bite the hands that feed, and God will have you put to sleep.
But dogs never stop dying, even when they're dead. Dogs never stop dying.
Its gems that walls of jasper shine, not made with human hands. 100 miles its gates are wide, abundance entrance there. With 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. When the gates swing wide on the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
Sometimes I'm cramped and crowded here and long for elbow. you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
Goodbye, Old Paint, by cellist and vocalist Arthur Russell. He might not be normally associated with country music, but hell, that boy could turn his hand to anything happening in Manhattan, from the Philip Glass Ensemble to Talking Heads or Avant Disco. It's from his album Love Is Overtaking Me, which traces his country muse across much of his career, with recordings made between 1974 and 1990. Here's something else rather sumptuous. Heaven, by Colin Towne's Blue Touch Paper, on which his keyboards are joined by the sax of Mark Lockhart.
Thank you.
Recorded live in Minneapolis in 2008, that was Yusuf Lateef on piano, Roscoe Mitchell on soprano sax, Adam Rudolph on kalimba, and Douglas R. Ewart on percussion. Performance begins with shamanism, said Doug Ewart. Yusuf Lateef brought magic to this group, said Adam Rudolph, and the tune was called Harper's Ferry. It was a meditation on the town in West Virginia where John Brown led his raid in 1859 on the armory, and that helped to precipitate the Civil War. Before that, more sonic poetry from Mason-Wick with Beatosphere, another track from their exquisite collection. Yes, and... well, it's nearly time to put a stop to all this for this week. I'll be back next week, which isn't going to please Colin Shelburne. He tweeted in and said, somehow Max Reinhardt's Lake Junction plays exactly the music I choose not to listen to. More Nick Luscombe instead, please. Oh well, one person's fish is another man's tutti frutti, as they say where I come from. I'm going to leave you tonight actually with Big Fish, on which Belgian guitarist Karim Bagli is joined by the Palestinian trio Joubran. Till next Tuesday, good night from Lake Junction.
This is BBC Radio 3. Welcome to Through the Night with me, Katriana Young. I've got a prom for you to start with, given during the summer of 2012 by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic under their chief conductor, Vasily Petrenko. A couple of months earlier, they'd given the world premiere of a symphony by Sir Peter Maxwell Davis. They played it again at the prom, so we'll be hearing that a bit later, as well as the monumental 10th symphony by Shostakovich. First, they were joined by Tasmin Little for Delius's Violin Concerto, a work hailed as truly original by the great Delius champion Sir Thomas Beecham. It bears no resemblance, he said, to anything of the sort written by anyone before or since.